A popular Outcast production.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
With chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
No fucking way.
Yeah. I can tell you how I got from Deep Purple to Howlin' Wolf in just 25 moves. And I want to find the song Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. I have to remember that I bought it for someone in the fall of 1983, Pyle, but didn't give it to them for personal reasons.
That sounds...
comforting.
Welcome to episode 2, as in you and I, of Sound of Life podcast. I am your humble host, the mixmaster of this evening, Old School Mike. With me is my lovely niece, Hope Elliott.
Nice to talk to you guys again.
Yes, we are back. Round 2, which means number 1 went pretty good. We have not gotten any emails or voicemails or Twitter correspondence yet, so you know what? Hey, get with it, guys. Come on, man. We want an interactive music show. But, you know, hey, whatever. Music is life. Music is a way of things. It's the soundtrack of stuff. I don't need to go into all this again. You know the deal. We talked about this last time. What we didn't talk about is making music. I am not a rapper, but I pretend to be it sometimes. When I was a kid, I used to go... I got a lot of friends that are in bands. And, you know, in those bands, you know, I would never be a part of because I don't know how to play anything. But I would coax them into being like, hey, man, I'm going to get drunk and watch you play tonight. How about you let me up on stage to rap for a little bit? And I actually talked my way into a couple shows that way. And, you know, I do another podcast, which you may or may not know about. It's called Three the Hard Way. I do basically the same type of thing on that show. But I decided I needed to rap the intro and rap a couple segments for the show. And, you know, it's foolish, but it's a fun hobby. And GarageBand makes it that much easier. But Hope, I know you used to dabble in the singing and the artistry of music. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Oh, well, I got my music singing genes from my father. At least that's what they say.
Your dad's a singer? I never knew about your dad singing.
He used to sing all the time. That's what my mom said.
Like in the shower? Or?
Like, no, at church.
And okay.
He was a very good singer, though. But he just kind of stopped, and I'm pretty sure that's where I got it from, because no one else in my family except for his side of the family can sing. So... oh, no. I've been singing. I've done a couple of competitions. I think the closest I ever got to winning was like fourth place, but fourth place means fourth loser. So
that's pretty rough, kid.
I have no time to sing now. So I was telling Mike earlier, I don't sing in the shower. I perform.
There you go. Yeah.
That's how I sing now.
Hey, but that's cool. Well, maybe we'll do something together on this show, and I can pretend to rap, and you can pretend to sing, although your singing's probably better than my rapping, and we'll put
switch.
It out, and we'll be like, oh my god, yeah, I can sing completely off-key, and you can rap off-beat, and we'd be awesome. You rapping off-beat would be every bit as good as mine, because I rap off-beat every time I rhyme, so... And the beats are usually terrible because I make them in GarageBand on my iPad, and I'm not very good at that either. Because hence going back to the whole I don't make music well, and never learn how to play anything. But anyway, enough with a small talk. As far as news goes this evening, I don't have too much to talk about. In fact, I'm gonna only go with this one story, and that is about Paramore, which I am not really too familiar with, other than. They had that one song, like, Misery or Misery Company
Misery's
or something.
Business.
Misery's Business, yes. I knew that song. And I know the chick, Haley
Williams.
Whatever. Haley Williams, yeah. I almost said Haley Wolf, which is what Tyler,
oh,
the
yeah,
creator,
Tyler.
Goes by. Which, you know, I'm
it's
sure we'll get
Wolf
into
Haley.
At some point. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, but Hayley Williams, I know that she's like a cute little girl with like neon orange hair and
powerful vocal cords.
Yeah. Well, they have just gotten their first ever number one album for their self-titled fourth record, which knocked Justin Timberlake out of the top spot on the Billboard 200. And they basically are just saying that it's because of their fans and because of Twitter. And that is prior to the whole Twitter hashtag music app that I talked about in the last episode, which I'm going to talk about again today, because it's just awesome and I keep playing with it and it's fun. And I hope, I know you don't have it still yet, but it's just, it's awesome. You just, you get engulfed and you follow these trails of like, oh, this guy's awesome. Oh my God, I like that too. And they like that too. And I'm listening to it. And, like, I don't use Spotify. I know you were talking to me earlier off mic about, using Pandora and stuff. Which we can get into that and the use of and where you get your music from and any of that kind of crap. But, I only use iTunes for, like, this portion. Like, the Twitter thing links you up to iTunes and you get this cute little turntable thing and it plays the 30 or 40 second or minute allotted iTunes sample. But it's really neat because you can like kind of, you can't scratch on it, but you can backfade. You can like pick a point and cue it to the same spot over and over and over again. I was driving Hope crazy with that a minute ago. She was like, oh my God, that's so lame. You're so old.
No. I was just off somewhere. I don't even remember what I was thinking about. I was thinking about, oh, that green thing up there. It looks like one of the scrubbies they use in the shower.
Green thing?
Green thing on your ceiling.
Thing on my ceiling.
It's like the thing's hanging down.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I have a party ball for a kid's party hanging in the other room she's looking at. Yeah, never mind. That's how we roll. We get off track a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that if you have Spotify or if you have, I don't know, one of those FM things, you can actually listen to like whole songs through this Twitter music app. And another cool part, which I forgot to tell you before, if you're listening to something on Spotify, there's a little button, or on the iTunes, like if you're browsing through people's music, you can hit bloop, and it links it, and it sends it to your Twitter, and it says, oh, SOL Podcast, or at SOL Podcast, as we're known on Twitter, is listening to blah, blah, blah at the present moment. And you can just go, this song is so rad, you guys need to check it out. And then you're in turn telling your people, and then they can get trapped in this whole musical spiral of learning stuff. But anyway, that's enough about that. 2 weeks in a row, if people aren't into it by now, you know, you will eventually, and you don't need me to tell you. But I download a bunch of music. I find out about music from blogs and from, you know, other people talking about it and, you know, doing the normal internet research. Like, I like this group. Oh, they happen to be on this record label, which has this person, this person, this person. Most of which seems to come from Minnesota. I don't know why that is. It just does. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing that I will bring up about this Twitter thing. Lots and lots and lots of people and artists and stuff. I checked the group Atmosphere. Not on there.
Oh, I
don't
know.
Understand. Oh, you like Atmosphere too? Yeah. See, there goes another thing I was going to try and school you on, because I love Atmosphere.
Well, I don't remember. Slug is a hero.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well, yeah, we will get into that eventually, for sure. But anyway, let's get into, unless, do you have anything to talk about? What about your music? Where do you find out about stuff?
Where does
17, 18-year-old high school kids find out about their music?
Well, as Tyler, the Creator, says, we never go outside and enjoy the weather anymore. We just sit on the computer and do Tumblr.
I heard that. I heard that on one of the songs.
Yep,
yeah.
That's exactly, he's correct. I sit on Tumblr and I follow blogs, and they upload their own music for their auto playlist that they get from StreamPad. And I either go stalking around other people's profiles or I just go on my little news feed and check it out there.
So you just stalk people? You just follow people?
I stalk people.
You don't interact? You don't, like, leave comments on their Tumblr pages or anything? No?
I've made a couple of friends, yes.
I might set up a Tumblr page or something for this, too, and just put up, like, random, like, oh, this is a cool sweater. Oh, this is a cool teddy bear. Oh, this is a cool song. Whatever. You know, I don't know. I'm not too big on the Tumblr stuff. But Here's a question for you. You're a young kid. What's this Reddit? Do you know what Reddit is?
Reddit.
Yeah, it's like an internet thing. It's like kind of like a Tumblr or a blog, but you can interact with people. They have these AMA things, Ask Me Anything, with like famous people.
Oh, no, I've actually never heard of it. But I know that. I'm going to go home now.
There you go. See, I put you on to something else. Yeah, I feel really out of the loop because I hear so many people talk about it. A podcast that we're really friendly with, Popular Outcast, they always talk on their show about Reddit, and they always talk about, they have this thing called Reddit Draws where you post a picture and then people draw your picture and then resubmit it. So like,
that's so cool.
So like, it can be, you could take a picture of like if we took a picture of us recording, we could post it to that and people would draw us doing our show. And that might not be a bad idea to get a logo, because I don't know if I can draw a logo. I mean, I enjoy drawing, but I never feel as though I'm very good at it. But anyway, let's jump right into the music theories section of the show, and see what our theories on music are this evening. I went first last week, so I'm going to let you go first this week.
Oh, man.
What are you going to go with?
I don't know. I'm really digging the whole Tyler, the Creator album.
But Tyler's good. Tyler's good. I like it.
Yeah, there's not... Usually I like music that I can relate to, that I have some type of understanding of.
All the teen angst in Tyler you can't relate to? I mean, that kid is like just a ball of emotional mess. Not that you're a ball of emotional mess, but you know what I mean. I mean, we're all that way at times, yeah. But, you know, I mean, he's definitely a kid. God, well, not to hijack your section, but there's one song on there... that was called Colossus.
That's one that I like.
Where he's where he's talking about you know, going to Busch Gardens and getting like harassed by fans, and
yeah, and he's like,
that's got to be a drawback. I hope someday I'm harassed by fans, like when I go somewhere and they're like, "You do the Sound of Life podcast. I love that show."
You're like, "I'm just trying to buy a churro."
which is a line from the song. Yeah, check out Colossus by Tyler on the Wolf album. But so are you going to pick something off of that album, or are you going a different route this evening? Are you going to change it up?
That's a good question. I I don't know. I was going to go with Tyler, the Creator, but I just don't think that his I'm afraid of judgment. That's what I'm afraid of.
Nonsense.
Oh, I know it's nonsense.
Throw it out in the world, man. Who cares?
Okay.
I did a review of Tyler on my other show that I do a couple weeks ago. I talked about all his albums, though. And this album is, Wolf, is bizarre. But it's not as bizarre. It's not nearly as bizarre as the first
matured
album.
Yes, he's matured a lot.
The first album, Bastard, is just stupid weird. And then the Goblin album is phenomenal, I feel. And then this one, if I listen to it enough, I don't know, I find this thing with music where I have to listen to it like 20 times or 100 times in a row
in order to actually
like it or understand it or appreciate it. Yes. Like, there's very few things that I can, even bands that are rap groups or whatever that I truly, truly love, like where I should just go, first time listen to it, it's the best ever. I love it. But no, it never happens that way. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's not as good as the last one. And then I got to listen to it like 100 times. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so much better than the last one. So, but yeah, fear no judgment. There's no judgment on this show.
There is one song that I've actually, my ex-boyfriend, he's the one that showed me this one. He actually showed me the music video to it, which is very creepy. I'm pretty sure he's going to get an award for this one, but it's called IFHY, which means I effing hate you.
Ah, yes. Yeah, okay.
One. Do that one. That one is extreme.
All right. So let's go. IFHY. Evidently featuring Pharrell Williams of Nerd fame. So Pharrell's an awesome dude.
Yes.
So, all right. So let's check this out.
I never would have thought that feelings could get thrown in the air, because I accidentally caught that. Need some new boxing gloves. Shit got hectic whenever I fought back. For example, 10 minutes can't go past without you brushing my thoughts. That's 1440 a day. So I'll say 144 times I think about you or something like that. Lost match. the fucking thought of you with somebody else. I don't like that. Cellular convos get left in the wrong, cause I get so fucking mad when you don't write back. This isn't a song, I just happen to rhyme when I get emo and find time to write facts. I love you. Can we add some more color? Some more yellow. Yeah, that's good. I fucking hate you, but I love you. I'm bad at keeping my emotions bubbled. You're good at being perfect. We're good at being troubled. Yeah. I fucking hate you, but I love you. I'm bad at keeping my emotions bubbled. We're good at being perfect. We're good at being troubled. Yeah. Girl, you fucking with my emotions? The fuck is all this noise about? I even consider picking up smoking. You turn to a bitch, you let the dogs out. But in my doghouse, my bitch is the raddest. Crazy who makes me the happiest can make me the saddest. Look, Alice, let's get lost in your wonder or land. Fucking Atlas, you're perfectly perfect for me. What the fuck is this practice? Actually, if you even consider leaving, I lose a couple screws in due time, I'll stop breathing. And you'll see the meaning of stalking when I pop out the dark to find you. And that new dude that you're seeing with an attitude that proceeds to fuck up your evenings. Make sure you never meet again like goddamn vegans. Cause when I hear your name, I cannot stop cheesing. I love you so much that my heart stops beating when you leaving, and I grieving and my heart starts bleeding. Life without you has no goddamn meaning. Sorry I'm passive aggressive for no goddamn reason. It's that my mood changed like these goddamn seasons. I fall for you, but I love you. I'm bad at keeping my emotions bubbled. You're good at being perfect. We're good at being troubled. Yeah. The sky's falling, girl, is trying to catch it. The sky's falling, girl, is trying to catch it. The sky's falling, girl, is trying to catch it tonight. Come on. Yeah. The sky's falling, girl, is trying to catch it. The sky's falling, girl, is trying to catch it. The sky's falling, bitch, let's try to catch it tonight. Come on.
Come on, baby. Even though I hate you, I still love you. I love you. Oh, the same room, I know. I know. I'm passive aggressive.
I'm sorry. Fuck. Come here.
I like when we hold hands. Hold hands.
You're the best around.
See, I get jealous.
I see him.
I just might kill him.
Look, I want to strangle you until you stop breathing. Spend the rest of my life looking for air.
Love.
So you could breathe, or we could die together. You and me. Look,
I'm in love.
Samuel's such a fucking dick.
He isn't such a badass, actually. He's only here because he ran away, because some shit happened back home. He's actually a dweeb.
Yo, what happened?
I was going to start on the next song, but... Yeah, man, I mean, so that's what the kids are into nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
That's what we consider true love.
Yeah. I fucking hate you. I'm gonna choke you out and leave you in a basement and shit. I'm gonna stab you 100 times because I love you so much. If I can't have you, no one else will. That actually goes back years. I mean, that's way before my time when people did stuff like that. I love you so much, you can't be without me. But I never did that. I mean, I obsessed over a girl here and there, but never, you know, stalked a couple people maybe. But never, never murdered anyone, no. But, I mean, I truly do like Tyler. And the whole, I don't know. Odd Future, Wolfgang, Kill Them All.
Yeah, Golf Wang.
It's intriguing. A lot of the other members of the group, I'm not too keen on.
Neither am I. Like, I was listening to Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt is...
okay.
Yeah, one of them's all right. I have one of the albums. I don't know if it's even an album or a mixtape or what. I know Sid the Kid, the DJ, has put out some pretty interesting mixes and stuff. Frank Ocean, he's another member of that group.
I like him.
I'm not real big into him. No, not too much. I'm not a huge R&B fan, but I don't know. But like that song in particular, though, like production probably was Tyler. Mm-hmm. Like he's kind of a jack of all trades. He's a really musical kid, from what I understand. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, but... he used to be really good in art.
Class, yeah. So... I know that for all of the. Like, everybody in the group, like, all the graphic design for their t-shirts and album covers and stuff, he is normally in charge of. There's, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's bizarre. It's definitely not for everybody.
It's different.
I like it. Like I said, his last album, Goblin, love the album. I think it's phenomenal. The whole premise of the album is based around, like, him sitting at a shrink's office and how, you know, he's going crazy. And he starts thinking his friends are all, like... Like, he killed all his friends, and it turns out none of his friends are even there because it's all in his head and instead of healing.
Yeah, it's all figurative of imagination. It's crazy.
This album kind of plays along with that. Like, from what I gather from the album, he's kind of like, it's almost like in a home or like a halfway house mental asylum or something, like, because there's other people around, and they don't like Wolf or something.
And his girlfriend Slater.
Yeah. It's bizarre, but I mean, that's, you know, and I'm glad he stuck by your guns and he went for it. You know, I'm just going to mix everything up next week. I'm going to come with like some 70s hard rock or something and just be like, ha ha, that's for your, I see your Tyler, the Creator rap and I raise you classic rock. But, actually I'm going to see your Tyler, the Creator. And I'm going to raise you a Canadian songster. Guy goes by the name of Chad Hatcher. He had an album out. I know all this nifty stuff because I have the album and I'm looking at it right now. He had an album out in 2010 called Tunnels and Pathways. He is really good friends with this guy, Classified, who makes rap in Canada, who had an awesome album. Called Self-Explanatory. It is a choose-your-own-adventure record album. I'll let you hear it sometime. It's really neat. It's like, do you want to go to the store, or do you want to go with your brother on a bike ride? And it's like, if you want to go to the store, you go to track 4. If you want to go on the bike ride, you go to track 7. And like, it does this whole thing, and it's really cool. And there's songs in between because you can't do a whole album that way. You got to fill some stuff. But this guy's on that album, and Classified's been on his album, and. But yeah, Canadian rappers, he is not so much a rapper. He is a acoustic guitar guy, kind of, you know, like you would think of like your, I don't know, Jack Johnson comes to mind, something like that, you know, not necessarily as sexy as Jack Johnson. Cause all the women in my family seem to love that dude.
Love Jack Johnson.
I like him, but I'm not all on his tip
it's
like that or
voice.
Nothing, but yeah. But Chad Hatcher does this awesome, he did a cover. He put out an album in 2012. It's a free download. You can get it, at chadhatcher.com. I know you can get it there. It is called The Bridges EP, and it's basically just acoustic music, a bunch of covers of other people's songs. But he covers the song Passing Me By by the group The Far Side. And my name is Old School Mike because I like old school rap. And old school rap now is anything, I'm guessing, from like last year back at this point because the way that stuff changes. But The Far Side was one of my all-time favorite records, and it's called Bizarre Ride to the Far Side, and this song's on it, and it is basically, I don't know, it's kind of like a rap love song, but through four different people's views, but he does it himself, acoustic guitar style, and, so here, we'll play that, and you can tell me what you think.
Now in my younger days I used to sport a shag, but when I went to school I carried lunch in a bag, with an apple for my teacher, cause I knew I'd get a kiss. I always got mad when the class was dismissed, but when it was a session I always had a question. I would raise my hand and make her stagger to my desk and help me with my problems. It was never much, just a trick to smell the scent and try to sneak a touch. And oh how I wish that I could hold her hand and give her a hug, but she was married to the man, he was a thug. His name was Lee, drove a Z, picked her up at school promptly at 3 o'clock. And I was on her jock, yes indeedy. I broke graffiti on the bus. First I'd write a name and carve a plus with my name last on the looking glass. I seen her yesterday, but still I had to let her pass. Well, she keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me by. When I dream of fairy tales, I think of me, Shelly. She's my type of hype, and I can stand when brothers tell me I should quit chasing and look for something better. Cause the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played her by ear and hope she gets a picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She could be my broad, and I could be her honky. All I could do is stay up. Back when kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. But now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer just to get in her books. And it looks rather dry, just a twinkle in her eyes, just a twinkle in her eye. And although she's crazy stepping, I try and stop the slide, so I won't have no more of this passing me by. She keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me by. My dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about these feelings I have for you when I try to make some sort of attempt at simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you, and I signed sincerely the one who loves you dearly. P.S. Love me tender. The letter came back 3 days later. Return to sender. She keeps passing me by. 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 She keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me by. She keeps on passing me, passing me, passing me by, by, by. Passing me by.
Okay, is he talking about a girl or was he talking about a teacher?
The first verse, see, in the rap, in the original Far Side song, it's four rappers. Mm-hmm. The first story is when he was a kid, he used to try and get he was in love with his teacher and he used to try and get her over to his desk. In the second part of the song, it's about this girl named Shelly who was not into him as much as he was into her.
Yeah.
The third rapper, it's kind of like a love letter to a girl that doesn't know you exist, basically. Here, I'll let you I'll let you hear a little bit of the original song so you can just see what the difference is. Basically, that's the Far Side version of the song, and the Chad Hatcher version is neat. Years back, he had a, like, it was just a YouTube video of him sitting on his couch playing the song, and now he redid it into that actual kind of studio version. But yeah, it's a love story, but in the original song, like I was saying, it's four different guys' versions of the story and different people and all that. And so he's doing the song by himself, so it's kind of, you know, yeah, maybe not as easy to follow, but that way you heard a little bit of the Far Side version, too. Yes. But yeah, so what do you think? See, you brought modern-day love, which is hacking and slashing people and hiding them, and I bring old-school love, which is, here's a love letter, and yeah, well, I'm giving it back because I don't know you and I don't want to. So, oh, wow. But yeah, so what do you think?
I actually really did like that song. When I heard the first one, it was kind of hard for me to get because it's one guy, but well, it's fast.
Yeah, without knowing the song, it's probably not quite as.
But I like it.
You know, yeah.
That was
good. He's cool. You can hear some Canadian in there. You know, every once in a while when he says, like, certain words, like, you know, it'll come across with a little, like, A or, you know, a little Canadian twang or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. All of his music's like that. You saw the video. He's got a really good voice. I'd imagine, like, as a girl, and I'm not a girl, but you are, so we'll get your opinion on this. As a girl listening to him, he's kind of got a good voice. You think, hey, that could be a handsome guy. He sounds good. And then you see him, and he's kind of chubby like I am.
well, that's the thing is that, like, who was it? Ed Sheeran. Have you heard of him?
No, I don't think so.
He sings that song, The A-Team.
No, I don't know it either.
He sings a song about a white girl on cocaine.
Okay.
Anyway, he was talking, and, of course, this was on Tumblr, and it kind of made sense. He said if girls don't like guys who are a little bit chubby and probably bald, then they're probably not going to have anything in the future, because that's what
Sweet.
They all look
exactly.
like.
Exactly. That's hey, it's true, because I was 100 pounds less than this when I got married, and and it's, you know, I don't know, I carry it well, but still. Like, you know, and I'm much more bald, and now I shave my head to be even more bald because of it. But, yeah, it's true. It's what we all end up like eventually. So, that's true. Fortunately for me, my wife, your aunt, she likes larger bald guys. You know, unfortunately, now lately, she's been liking larger bald guys like The Rock. And I certainly don't look like The Rock, but I don't know. Well, but whatever. But yeah, so we talked Tyler, the Creator tonight. We talked Chad Hatcher, threw a little secret Far Side in there. As always, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can contact us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 612-567-6863 or hit us up on the Twitters at @SOLpodcast. And I promise you the Facebook is still coming, which it'll probably be up by the time this comes, so I shouldn't have said anything. Check us out on Facebook. anyway, if you have a band, or if you know a band, or if you like a band, or a rapper, or a singer, or a musician in general.
Or anything we talked about.
Yeah, please let us know. And, you know, I promise next time I'm going to let Hope talk a whole lot more because I feel like I just steamrolled this thing.
No, it's fine.
Anyway, for Sound of Life Podcast, I am Old School Mike.
And I am Hope.
And we are out like last year.
Peace out.